Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Wemoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Much love for joining me. How's everybody doing? I hope you're all good peeps. I'm certainly good. And if you're here, I'm pretty sure you're ready to check out the next album review that we've got for you. This is that platform where we do check out the best, the most awesome African albums of the year. And we analyze, give our opinions and recommendations. I think it's fair to say when we talk about the Gambia within the context of the African music industry, it's not the biggest or the most popular country, but they do have some pretty amazing talent out there.
The latest African album review is... Album review.
First thoughts.
Finally, By Jizzle was released August 2nd, 2019. It's 11 tracks in total, 6 collaborations, multiple producers, including Jizzle himself, alongside Shy Boy, Machine Man Tim, Endy Official, and J Master. For the extensive catalog of music that Jizzle has, would you believe that this is his debut album? Crazy, I know. But anyway, let's get into that music. Let's analyze what Finally is all about.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The album opens up with the song Turn by Turn, which is the runaway hit from Finally. And, well, up to this point at least, this album is only like what? Almost a couple of months old. Jizzle tweeted that it has been the number one song on the chart for about 5 weeks running. It also has the most streams online too. And the music video is coming soon to a YouTube near you. I cracked myself up, honestly. Anyway, Turn by Turn is actually a very mature song about being patient with life. Jizzle says everybody has their turn at the top, so no need to rush things. This is as much general advice for everybody as it is his story in the industry. How many years have we been waiting for an album from him, for starters? He truly waited his turn and is reaping the benefits of it right now. The Posada-infused style on Turn by Turn, which kind of makes that framework, the bass level of the beat, makes it so easy to enjoy this tune from the get. The song All Right takes a mid-tempo stance and it follows perfectly from Turn by Turn, in my opinion. Jizzle teams up with Dip Dundu Guis. Apologies for butchering the name. I'm pretty sure I butchered that. But anyway, they say life is pretty chilled on a day-by-day basis and they're just paper chasing, working hard and getting laid. I'll say this is as Afrobeats as a Gambian song gets. On the song Johanna, guess who's back? Johanna. Sexy Johanna is back again after that Drogba hit. Anyway, it looks like girls called Johanna own 2019. If you're called Johanna, you should be thanking your parents right now. This particular Johanna being sung about by Jizzle seems to be hella beautiful and the true definition of wifey material, but she's giving Jizzle the runaround. There's a flute-like lead on this song where it is infectiously married to the pom-pom sound on this beat. I recommend.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on AfricanMusicIndustry.com.
Visit redsau.com to buy gorgeous African Ankara and Kente accessories. redsau.com.
And then the next two tracks are Best Life and Successful. Successful is self-explanatory because it's just about success and making it in life. On the other hand, Best Life is kind of sounds like the embodiment of life for an early 20s to 30s single guy. Just wants to party hard, get all the curvy girls, make money, and be loved by people. If only. It just sounds like a dream, but anyway. I think one of the most vibrant tracks on Finally is the song Corny. The lead melody here sounds familiar, and I think it's a song by Ace of Base. But I just can't put my finger on it. The song talks about a woman that has a dude wrapped around her little finger and uses him because she knows he's so in love with her. Then when we move on to the song Neighbor, have you ever felt that feeling of being in love with your neighbor, but your neighbor does not notice you at all and it makes you sad? If you felt like that, then this song basically, that's it right there. It has a very sad air about it. The guy is so in love with somebody who doesn't care. And he's just alone with his thoughts, just saying, wow, I love this girl. I think you're beautiful. But deep down, he knows he's wasting his time. And as if that wasn't enough, Jizzle goes on to make the song Gold Digger, which is a more pacey number on Finally. It sounds like another take on the song Corny, just in a different dimension. In this one, the woman takes Jizzle on a wild ride for his money, so he's a rich guy, but she's all after the money. But the irony, which is also what presents a dilemma in his life, is that everybody else loves this woman, including his family and friends, so letting her go is not as easy or straightforward as he thinks it could be. And the other three songs that complete this album are the song Only, which has a Roomba influence sound with that pentatonic vibe going on, and also follows the theme of the album in terms of relationships. But I think he's got his girl, the girl that he wanted, I think the neighbor or someone. Or he's got another girl altogether and she loves him. And I think he's just happy that he's got a girl now, a girl that actually loves him. Yeah, and the other two songs are In Case, which is the classic, I'm an entertainer and these girls love me, but you're my one and only, this lipstick on my shirt, it's nothing type of song. I wonder where I've heard that before. And then the song Incorrect, which features Hakeel, which is one of my favorite tunes on the album, actually. I think it's a top 5 tune on Finally. The general themes on this album are financial prosperity, love and relationships, heartbreak. Yeah.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
From a technical standpoint, I think Jizzle really built up on this album following from his EP, The Next Big Thing, which was released, I think it was late last year or early, somewhere there. He does much more melodic sing rap than outright rapping and dance or chanting, which I've heard him do on other songs like before. This is in line with a lot of modern day youthful music, so he's catering to the market. I would say Finally is a very Afrobeats inclined project, especially when it comes to the beats, with a distinct Gambian flavor sprinkled in there. You know it's Afro beats, but not the typical sound. Jizzle also shows a lot of his vocal capabilities on this project, with different styles and flows, and I really like that because you don't get bored of his voice or his performances. Generally, the mood of the project is predominantly mid-tempo with mostly positive subject matter, and there's very little you could hang your head about and slump into your feelings with. And I think that's the catch of this album. A lot of the choruses are just sing-along. You can easily follow that kind of music, and finally will definitely endear him to the crowd. Just from a general quality perspective, can't complain. The whole album sounded like it was recorded in one setting, and that's really hard to achieve. But Jizzle has proved time and time again that he is the most talented, if not Gambia's best musician.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I think overall, the main point I could say is Jizzle does a fantastic job of resisting the allure of the full reggae dancehall love the Gambian music market has. And that is a huge point, because if you know the way Gambians love their reggae dancehall, you'd think every artist in the Gambia is a reggae dancehall artist. Jizzle basically engages his sound with wider Afro beats and a multilingual touch to give listeners music that can be listened to in Gambia, but also most importantly across the continent. And no wonder why, you know, he's got to deal with UMG Nigeria. The album is very, very listenable. I really enjoyed it from start to finish. There are a lot of really good songs, like your Turn by Turn, Only, Incorrect, Joanna. There's just so much you can pick from. Being 11 tracks, it's long enough to keep your attention, short enough that you don't get bored. I like it. I think what I would like to see on this album is Jizzle do maybe at least 3, but maybe 4 or 5 music videos even, and just really push this project on the African front especially. I mean, he's got a cult following in the Gambia, but I would love, absolutely love, to see him establish himself as one of Africa's foremost talents. I listened to this album online, so you can find it anywhere. Stream it if you can. Get in touch with Jizzle and his crew. I think he's giving this album to the fans on like USBs, not for free, like you buy it for a minimal amount, but yeah, why not? Go get that album. Finally by Jizzle, 2019. Anyway, that's it for me. My name is MJ Wemoto. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Son of Zimbabwe, signing out. Peace. Dane.
Find us on AfricanPodcasts.com.